video we just discussed about infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and software as a service. In this video, I'll just talk about Azure platform as a service and Azure infrastructure as a service. As the name suggests, a platform is provided to clients basically to develop and deploy the softwares. So in Azure as well, we just provide the platform to the clients where they can develop and deploy the softwares. The client can focus on the application development rather they have to worry about the hardware and the infrastructure. For example, if I'm having a team that has to develop a website, so that shouldn't worry about the hardware and the infrastructure they are going to have. Or even why should I worry about the infrastructure and the hardware I need to put in, though I must know about the things. But when we have the power of cloud, so that power of cloud, where the cloud help us as a platform and give us a platform where we can simply develop and deploy our applications and services, so that is platform as a service. So there might be some really pros of this platform as a service of cloud computing. And when I talk about Azure's pros for platform as a service, so I would say the overall cost cut is quite amazing. And in that low cost, where you, if you just go in a market, as I previously gave an example, to buy a server and you need to buy the hardware for that, it would just cost you a lot. And you might only need that hardware for some time, and then you have to replace that hardware with a better hardware, and that would also include the cost, and your previous hardware won't worth much, I would say. So overall, I would say Azure is really handy when you are going to cut the cost. And I would say it is less vulnerable as servers are automatically updated. They are being checked. There are no security issues as such. And the whole process, I would say, is visible to the developer. And there is no risk of the data breach, which is in cases and sometimes is there a risk when you are having your own server. So in the case of Azure, there is no such risk there. Since the new versions of development tools are tested by Azure team, so it becomes easy for developer to move on the new tools, and that helps you being a developer to be with the pace of the world in technology. There are also some cons for platform as a service. So I would say that portability issues are there whenever you're using cloud in the form of platform as a service. So there can be different environment at Azure. This I would say the application have to be adopted accordingly. So this is one of the cons that you have when you're using cloud as platform as a service. But Azure is kind of cloud that is not only providing a form as a platform as a service, but also it also comes as infrastructure as a service as well. So in infrastructure as a service, I would say it is managed compute services, and that gives you the complete control in the operations of the system. For example, if I just talk about the pros of Azure as infrastructure service, so this is an ideal for application where the complete control is required. The virtual machine can be completely adapted to the requirements of the organization or business. Let's say you have an image and you want to get rid of the hardware and you want to deploy, you just get the image and deploy that on the Azure VM. So you just set your VM accordingly with your scenarios and your things, and that will make your life quite easy. And I would say infrastructure service facilitates very efficient design time portability. This means application can be migrated from Microsoft to Azure without rework. And all the time application dependencies such as databases can be migrated to Azure as well. Whereas if you talk about some cons of that, I would say since users will be given the complete control and are tempted to stick a particular variant dependency of the application, it might become difficult to migrate the application to the future variants. So that is one of the things that is not quite amazing when you talk about infrastructure as a service of cloud. And there are many factors which are increasing the cost in the operation, for example, higher server maintenance for patching and upgrading the software. So these are some of the cons that are of using Azure as infrastructure services. So this was it about this video. In the next video, we're just going to have a brief look about the Azure Management Portal, and we'll just go to the new portal as well as we'll just discuss about this portal that you are watching since last 3 to 4 videos, and we'll be able to know more about Azure now, rather cloud computing itself.